With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Stocks fell sharply following a mixed start to an earnings report season. The S&P 500 down 1.5% of its value on Friday. The Dow dropped 1.2% of its. Donald Trump beating Joe Biden hands down in a new survey.
When asked which president did more to help people like them, roughly one-third say Donald Trump and about one-quarter say Joe Biden. Yet 30% of adults say neither president benefited them. This polling underscores why we're hearing so much about certain issues from the two campaigns. Biden's emphasizing abortion issues, and Trump is focused on immigration. And it also explains why the candidates spend so much time attacking each other.
The first drug known to slow Alzheimer's disease hit the U.S. market over a year ago, but sales have lagged and diagnosis and treatment remain complicated. Major hospital systems have taken months to iron out their plans to administer Leqembi, which requires regular infusions and image scans to work. The Democratic National Committee helped to pay President Biden's legal fees in the classified documents probe. Here's correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Democratic donors covered more than $1 million in legal fees racked up by attorneys representing Joe Biden during the special counsel's probe into his handling of classified documents. The payments were disclosed in regular campaign finance reports to the Federal Election Commission. News of the payments comes after the Biden campaign has repeatedly criticized Donald Trump over the extensive use of donor funds to cover his legal bills stemming from four criminal indictments. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, consumer sentiment about the U.S. economy has ticked down. It does remain near a recent high, according to a new survey. This is SRN News. The Southern Baptist Convention is declining. Here's Michael Harrington.
It's still the largest Protestant denomination in the country, but a new report from Lifeway Research finds the SBC lost more than 1,200 churches between 2021 and 2022. Most of those churches simply shut down, but a few decided to leave the denomination. The SBC still boasts about 50,000 congregations and is losing members at a much slower rate than other denominations, but it is not immune to America's gradual turning away from faith. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Instagram is introducing a new nudity protection feature.
The feature will be turned on by default globally for teens under 18, and adult users will get a notification encouraging people to activate it. Instagram says they'll also be testing new ways to hide teens from criminal accounts. I'm Haya Panjwani.
And the new feature is set to be taking effect this coming week. This is SRN News. Rhonda Rockstra reports on a major historical find in Italy.
Archaeologists excavating new sites in Pompeii uncovered a sumptuous banquet hall decorated with intricately frescoed mythological characters inspired by the Trojan War. The banquet hall was used for refined entertaining and features black walls, a technique that prevented smoke from oil lamps to be seen. The hall was uncovered as part of a project to shore up the areas dividing the excavated and unexcavated parts of Pompeii. The ancient city near Naples was destroyed in AD 79 when nearby Mount Vesuvius erupted. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
A popular national park requires a reservation nowadays.
The reservation system for visitors to Yosemite National Park goes live today. The park is expected to be busy this summer, if not more than last summer when they had to limit entry. Reservations are required every weekday through the summer.
That is correspondent Tayshia Stevens. More of these stories at SRNnews.com.